Hi, I'm Siobhan Fletcher and welcome to the latest edition of our newscast. This time we're getting a little bit spooky. With Hop Tune coming up, I speak to the Manx SPCA about an alternative evening for pet owners. We're leading up to a couple things here on the island this week. So we've got Hop Tune coming up at the end of the week. And obviously next week we've got Bonfire Night. And we kind of often talk about pets and Bonfire Night and, you know, animals getting scared at the loud noises and things. But we probably talk a little bit less about Hop Tune. And the Manx SPCA, you've got a new sort of event this week to try and tackle that sort of spooky side of things. So can you let me know, I suppose, what's going on?
Yeah, so on Halloween, we are very aware that as much as loads of people, adults and children, enjoy the event, sometimes it can be a bit too much for dogs, with the doorbell going or kids knocking on the doors and ghouls and monsters there begging for treats and singing songs. It can be a little bit too much for dogs sometimes. And so we're encouraging dog owners to take their dogs for a walk at Archalligan Plantation on Halloween night, 31st of October, and between 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. we will have Deja Brew parked in Archalligan car park, offering with teas, hot drinks, coffees and cakes, treats for both people and dogs to come and enjoy on a nice walk, so they get to escape the ghouls and monsters, have a walk through our plantation with our glow-in-the-dark skeletons that won't move so that they're okay, and just enjoy some nice calmer Halloween walks with their dog.
Yeah, I suppose, because that's the other thing. We've kind of got the dark. It gets darker now as well. So you've even thought about like that side of things in terms of lighting up the way there at the plantation.
Yes, our hopefully Halloween glow-in-the-dark skeletons. If they're not glow-in-the-dark, we will make sure we have glow-in-the-dark paint ready for them to glow. We'll also have some fairy lights, solar fairy lights, lighting up the way. And Deja Brew has very kindly set up her lights on her little truck as well, so you cannot miss us. We do encourage anyone that does have a dog and does go for a walk, they'll know to bring a torch, but quite that along that pathway is quite clear and wide and open, so less trip hazards, and it's just a nicer way to get out, enjoy the night with your dogs without them being overly stressed with some monsters and ghosts knocking at the door.
Yeah, I suppose, is that something that the MSPCA has heard about a lot in terms of owners sort of saying that dogs get stressed, or is it just a common thing that you hear of every year?
It's quite common. I know most of our team here have pets and dogs, and depending on where they live, no matter how many signs you post up or, you know, nice little posters saying we're not taking part today, it goes for obviously if families have young children or babies they're trying to get to sleep. Sometimes kids can get so excited for Hop Tune, they don't really see the posters or the signs, and so they do knock on the door or ring the bell. Even if you turn your bell off, they'll still knock on the door and it can still cause ruckus in the house. So we're just trying to give a nice option for those dogs to get more of an escapee, an extra walk, if you will, on Halloween night. And it's just a nicer alternative to staying indoors, I suppose. Additionally to the lovely Halloween Hop Tune walk we have, we also have Jonathan Burton from Portraiture doing for photos on the night. So if you do pop up with your dog, Jonathan will be there from Portraiture taking your dog's photos, which I'm sure you'll be able to find on his website. He's donating his time and lots of effort to the Manx SPCA to capture some lovely photos of our dogs, and that we'll hopefully see your dogs there too.
Yeah, brilliant. And I suppose finally then, is this something that, you know, if you see a good turnout this year, you'd be hoping to maybe put on in the years to come?
Yes. So we previously did have an event similar to this called Bark in the Dark, and that was the skeletons were placed at South Brule Plantation and dog owners could sign up, they pay a donation and they get to go around and tick off the skeletons as they make their way and at Coffee Cottage for a coffee and a cake. However, Halloween is such a bigger thing over the past few years. There's other events going on, so we thought it'd be a lot better to do in Archalgan Plantation while South Brule are running their own Scarefest event. The last thing we want is to bring dogs out for a nice chill walk to be chased with a clown with a chainsaw. So we're heading a little bit more chiller this time, and hopefully if we do get a good turnout, we really look forward to doing it next year, maybe even bigger.
Yeah, that's probably not the best thing to take them down South Brule on that weekend night. Oh, brilliant. Well, thank you so much. And I don't have any more questions. Is there anything else you think we've missed or you want to add at all?
I'd probably emphasise on sometimes some pets are happy to get dressed up and be part of Halloween, and sometimes it's just a little bit too much of them squeezing in a costume or being uncomfortable. So we just like to remind pet owners to go with the flow of their dog, and if their dog's not comfy with a costume, I'm sure you can always Photoshop one on them. AI is doing miracles these days, but we'd always recommend to keep your dog and your cat or whatever pets you have nice, safe and comfortable for Halloween.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.